called Bimala Vaishnava. Srila Gurudev has explained that of all the words in our vocabulary, the most important word is when. To have that ardent desire to attain the Lord's mercy and always be asking when. When that desire becomes our only desire, at that time, the Lord and His pure devotee fulfills that desire. So what is the desire that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has? And what is the price that he's paying for the fulfillment of his desire? He's paying by his tears. He's explaining in the last verse that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sitting in this secluded place in Godrum and shedding tears and weeping piteously that when will I attain the mercy of Mahaprabhu? When will I attain the mercy of Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundar? That he will give me attachment, very strong and unprecedented attachment for the lotus feet of the pure devotee. One who has such attachment, he can achieve all perfections. All of his spiritual desires are fulfilled, as explained by our other acharyas like Srila Narottam Das Thakur and Sri Guru Charana Padma. Everything is fulfilled by attachment to the lotus feet of the pure devotee. Attachment means that I'm engaging my mind, my words, and my bodily activities and my sentiments of my heart in his service to carry out his order. Once that attachment is there, then automatically, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, automatically my anartas, my lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy will vanish. Bhakti, pure devotion to the Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of the Bimal Vaishnava, that is the pure devotee who has no other desire than to serve Krishna. So because pure bhakti is there, when he is pleased by someone's moods and services, one who has full faith in Krishna and simultaneous faith or even more faith in Guru, to him all the imports of all the Vedic literatures are revealed. So that bhakti descends from the heart of the pure devotee into the heart of the disciple, and then all the good qualities manifest. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, when, by the grace of that pure devotee, will all of my external activities be the same as my internal activities? In other words, when will I be free from hypocrisy? I'm saying, I'm giving a lecture. Everyone, chant Hare Krishna without offense. And I'm barely chanting, and my chanting, what I do, is full of offenses. So that's hypocrisy. Or I'm showing that I'm chanting so nicely, but inside I'm thinking of profit, adoration, and distinction. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, when will my outside and inside, by the mercy of that pure Vaishnava, and when I have attachment for him, when will that be the same? By that attachment and by his mercy, I'll be able to chant the holy name of the Lord purely, and I'll be able to become fully absorbed in the Lord's pastimes. So much so, he gives that rati. Rati for his feet gives that rati for Krishna. So much so that just like the gopis who were singing their Venu Geet, as Srila Gurudev explained in Houston, and they actually became one with their song of separation. They entered into the words of their song. They became one in heart with what they were singing, and thus the pastimes of Krishna entered their heart, and they became participants in that and entered the forest by their moods. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, when will my chanting by the grace of the Bimal Vaishnava become so pure that I'll be completely immersed in the pastimes of Lord Krishna? So weeping and praying, this is my only desire, then Krishna will fulfill that desire. And thus, I'll give up that body happily and enter into a higher state towards service to Krishna. Gurudev is always saying, you're all young and beautiful now, but soon your hair becomes white, you lose your teeth, you can't walk without a stick. He's always warning us that death is actually coming. So we pray, in praying to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that he'll give us his moods, that we can leave our body with that attachment to the pure Vaishnava as sitting before us now. Thank you.
Those who want to attain Krishna Prem, they must follow this kirtan. They should read and think the meaning of this song, and accordingly they must follow. Otherwise, Krishna Prem is very far away. Ajnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-salakaya chakshurunumilitam jena tasmai sri gurave nama vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratise nama. Gurave gaurachandraya radhikaya tadalaya krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya namo nama. Yam prabhrajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahakataraya juhava putreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanatosmi tavai vasmi tavai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vijnaye radhe tangne maam charanantike. First of all, my millions of obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhatam Guru Padpadma Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. And then my all Tridandi Samnashigan, Vaishnavagan, and daughters Vaishnavi. We discuss tomorrow how Krishna came to Mathura with Akrur, and in the way when they reached nearer to Mathura, near Jamuna, it was evening. So Akrur stopped his rath chariot and wanted to take bath in Jamuna and to do sandhya annik. So he stopped the chariot and came down off the chariot and he went to the Jamuna. There was a kund and he went to take bath. When he was sinking in water, in water he saw Krishna and Baldev are here. And then he come up, oh, what I saw? In the water, Krishna, but I see that they are sitting on the chariot. Oh, perhaps I have done wrong. sin wrong. So again he sank in Jamuna River and saw there also. He saw that Krishna is very beautiful, four-handed. Baladev, like Sheshnag. And on that, Krishna is sitting. Very beautiful Chaturbhuj Roop. Oh, Banmala in the neck. Crown on head. Very attractive. Then he knew, oh, really he is Parabrahma. And then he came up to the chariot and began to do so many stow and stuti. Here one thing is hidden, that Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundar and Rohini Nandan Ram, they never give up Vrindavan, never goes to other places. So, by this evident, Krishna and Baldev, Rohini Nandan, they returned back to Vrindavan, and Vasudeva Nandan, Krishna, Devaki Nandan, Krishna and Rohini Nandan, Balaram, that is the incarnation of Krishna and Baladev Prabhu of Braja. They went to Mathura. They killed Kansa, Charun, Mushti, Kuballya, Pida and others. Krishna never comes out of Vrindavan. He never kills any demons. In their body, Mahavishnu, all others, Ram, Vishnu, Narayan, all are there. So Vishnu dvara kare sanghar. So what asur Krishna has killed, really he has not killed. Oh, Mahavishnu, he killed all. Now from there, Akrur took Krishna and Baldev in chariot, where Nanda Baba was unki pratiksha karat, waiting for Krishna and Baldev. Then Krishna met them and took some rest. Akrur, he prayed that, oh Prabhu, you and Nanda Baba and others should come to my house. But Krishna told that, I will come, but not now. First, for what I have come, I should do, and then I will come to your house. Then Akrur was sent, and then Akrur went to Kansa and told that, I have brought two brothers. First day, Krishna, from their Jaharane Kastan. From their camp, they came to see Mathura Nagari. It was decorated very much. And even when blind persons heard that Krishna is coming, oh, they're taking other blind persons and began to run anyhow to see Krishna. And we have explained how the Rajkumari, princess of Jadavas, were falling flowers and so many things on Krishna. All became very happy. And then he went to Dhanush Yagya, sacrifice Mahotsav, and he broke the who comes used to do puja.
And then he killed all attendants and then returned back. In the night, they slept there. And Kansa, thinking, that bow was very, very
strong.
But he killed, broke as a child, boy,
like a toy.
How it is? In the night when he was sleeping, he saw a dream, I told you, that naked he is sitting on a donkey and face is behind. He had taken so much oil everywhere and sindoor. And anyone is killing him. And also, when he awoke, he saw that jackals are weeping, so many bad things are going. Then he became feared. Anyhow, next day, he ordered to decorate the arena. It was very beautiful decorated. In the middle, there was a high mancha, a place. On that, Kansa was sitting on a golden throne with sword and dhal.
Shield.
And so many kings here and there on both sides, they were sitting. Nanda Baba went there and he gave his tax. And he was also seated on any place, high place. All the Rajkumari, princesses, Mathura, they also came and were sitting. So many Sajjan Sadhu, Purush, they also were sitting there. In the meantime, Krishna comes ordered and Nagada,
drum
was beaten. And then Charun, Mustik, Sal, Tosal, Kut, all the wrestlers, very big and very strong, they began to do like this and jump in the arena. Thus, in the meantime, Krishna came in the front door of arena. There was an elephant, Kubalya, appeared. It was so strong, like Indra.
Airavat.
And it was given so much
wine.
And then when Krishna came, he told, Mahavat,
elephant driver,
please give us way. And if you are not giving, be
careful.
I will kill you and the elephant both. Please give him. But hearing this, that charioteer of elephant, became very
furious
and
furious.
Angry.
Furious. Okay, no problem.
And he took his ankush.
Goat.
That is called
goat. Stick.
G-O-A-D, goat. G-O-A-D, goat.
Goat. And he took it in the ear of
elephant,
and thus she became very, very furious and ran towards Krishna. Then how he killed?
Microphone's there.
Very interesting.
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances the lotus feet of my Paramahansa Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astodha Satyasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srilabhavan Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parikajaka Acharya Varja, Astodha Satyasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srilabhavan Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnu Pad, Srilabhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnu Pad, Srilabhakti Goswami Maharaj. I pay my dandavat pranam all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here, headed by the Nisannasis. So, Srila Gurudev, make us stand in a very serious platform that Krishna and Baladev want to enter in the arena. But prior to that, I want to say something. Gurudev has discussed so many times that Kamsa has sent Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, so many demons. Why Kamsa not went himself to kill Krishna in Braj? If this question may arise in somebody's mind, so Gurudev told the answer about this question. Once Kamsa thought, okay, let me go there and I can crush the small boy Krishna. Although it not mentioned in Bhagavatam, it came in as a like parampara, in a sequence from Prajavasis. Kamsa one day went to Braj. As soon as he crossed the Jamuna, one old lady, means Jagmadevi, was there. She grabbed him and deep in the Jamuna. Immediately, Kamsa became a very old lady. And the Prajavasis, they are coming and insulting him and punching him, like it's called in Braj Gulcha. Who is coming, kicking him, punching him like this? And what to do? And someone told, oh, you make cow dung, cow patty. He never did so. She never did so. So she could not do. And she became very unhappy. And she thought, oh, I am Kamsa. How I can go Mathura by this stage? What people will tell me? So many days have been passed. One day, Jogamaya came. Will you come again in Braj? Promise? And you never come back Braj again? She told, okay, never again. Then again Jogamaya Devi took him and gave deep in the Jamuna. Then he became Kamsa Rane from there. From there he never came to Braj anymore. So he invited Krishna and Baladev through Akru. Although Akru living with Kamsa, but he always respecting Baladev Prabhu, Krishna and Nanda Baba. When Kamsa was sending to Akru, go and bring them, Akru told, oh, don't do this big mistake. He is Parabrahma, is Bhagavan. What? Is Bhagavan? Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explained in his Bhakti Samit Sindhu. Kamsa told, how we can tell he is Bhagavan? Akru told, oh, he control the Kaliya. Kaliya. What Kaliya? Is it poisonous snake? Akru, no. He has so many hoods. I mean, Krishna control and make dance, tata thoi, thoi, tata thoi, thoi. One after another, and press one after another hood, and vomiting blood. Kamsa, bogus thing. It's poisonous snake. When he won't control any snake, snake charma can control. How we can Bhagavan? Akru told, he lifted Govardhan for 7 days. Oh, this is a piece of a only art. How we can tell his Bhagavan? Go and get him. Obey my order. Akru, okay, sir. I have no choice. I have to go. So now, Krishna and Baladev want to enter in the arena. The drum beating is going on. And all Mathura Nagari decorated very nicely, especially the arena. Why not? When Krishna was in Braj, it mentioned, Jayati Tedhikam Janma Nabraja Svayata Indira Sasadatrahi. Where Krishna took birth, Sir Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, decorating the whole Braj. When Krishna is coming there, although his manifestation of Brajanandan Samsundar, still Krishna is there. So it must nicely decorated. Then Krishna told, "Oh, elephant driver, check it away from here. Otherwise, I will send you same planet where in charge is Maharaj Jam, the person who died. I send you and your elephant both same time." Elephant driver became very angry. He makes bring the elephant so much wine, huge quantity, and he chew. And then he took the goat and put in his ear and pull it. Then elephant became very angry. And elephant trumpeting so louder, just like then a big thing is going on, very tremendous thing. And he grabbed Krishna under his trunk. Immediately Krishna came out from there and go behind to his feet. Again elephant is moving and searching him. Again Krishna came and gave a punch and came under his belly. Elephant is searching. Why is that? Why is that boar? And smelling again came like when a Garuda, the king of the bird, play with the snake same type. Like Varahadev play with Hiranyaksha, Nisingadev play with Hiranyakashipu, in same way Krishna is playing with elephant. Sometime he going back, pulling his tail and giving fist. Sometime came in front, again he grabbed. And Galadhar Prabhu standing there. And all, the whole, Tosal, Kut, Chanur, Musti, all are waiting when Krishna will come. Then Krishna, "Oh, no need to make more fun with, I have to make so much fun going there. So better to end here." Then he came and running so fast through his belly and sick and immediately come outside, the other side. And he's searching. Then Krishna is sitting there and come out. Elephant could not understand. He thought Krishna is here. Then he's huge tusk and hitting in the ground. After that, Krishna took up one tusk, and by that tusk, he hit the elephant driver, and taking that tail, and moving, and throw him, he expired. He died. And by that tusk, Baladeva Prabhu took one and Krishna, and beat the elephant driver. Now they are entering in the arena. Look like so beautiful. For Krishna and Baladeva, no need to make any ornament. For human beings, to make them, to show them very nicer, have to put so many makeup, cosmetic, so many golden ornament, this and that, but for Krishna nothing needed. Some sprinkle of some drops of blood here and there, and they took the task on their shoulder and going like a hero, both of them. When they entered in the arena, Chanur Mustik all are waiting there. And Gurudev told us, described so many kings who paid tax to Kamsa. They were sitting next to Kamsa both sides. And Nanda Baba also there. Chanur told to Krishna, "Oh, our duty to please king, because king is a representative of God. So if king will be pleased, then God will be pleased and all subjects will be pleased. So now we can do wrestling match." Krishna was waiting for that. But externally told, "Oh, we are merely a boy. It will be better, the match will be equal age and same tower powerful. We are small boy, we are not young enough, and you like so huge mountain. It is not fair at all. That all. You kill Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, always you are wrestling in during cow grazing. You are not merely a boy. Oh, you can fight with me, no problem." By force, Chanur pull him. And Mustik, and Chanur told, "Oh, Mustik can wrestle with Baladeva Prabhu. Baladeva can wrestle with Mustik." Then they start wrestling match. They are beating their thigh here, and sometime they are touching their head, other head, sometime pulling, some pushing.
Oh.
Expert in wrestling match, like Jiva Prabhu, they know very well, and Sivananda Prabhu. Then they started.
But
after that,
What happened? We shall listen from Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
When he killed that Kuballyapir and entered in arena, keeping the tusk of elephant, some blood were there. So Krishna was looking on Baldev, very beautiful. When he entered in arena, then Mallanam Ashini Nirnang Naravara. Oh, you, Padmanam Maharaj, explain. How he was container of all rasas.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Udvilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave. So this very dramatic scene, how Krishna entered into this wrestling arena, how he now began to engage in this activity, this very chivalrous activity of wrestling with these wrestlers. Even though Krishna and Balaram, they appeared very sweet and soft like young teenage boys, and they looked extremely beautiful. The wrestlers looked so powerful, with big, huge arms and legs, very muscular, very hard. But Krishna and Balaram looked so soft. So while this wrestling was going on, all the people in the arena, they were looking at Krishna and Balaram, and they were all experiencing from their own angle of vision that this personality, Krishna, was appearing to them in different ways. Why? Because actually, Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Absolute Truth, and actually he is the source of everything that exists. And he himself, his very own personal form, is the embodiment of all rasa. In the Vedas it is told, raso vai saha, that Krishna himself, Supreme Lord, he is rasa. He is transcendental mellows, transcendental taste of all different varieties of wonderful experiences of rasa. So that Absolute Truth, Krishna, although he is one Supreme Truth, but depending upon the angle of vision, depending upon the qualification of the onlooker, they will know him in different ways. They will see him and experience him differently. So that Absolute Truth, Krishna, when he entered into the arena, so many different types of personalities were sitting in the arena. There were the wrestlers, there was King Kamsa, there were different types of very respectable people, there were other kings, there were the ladies of Mathura, there were the Vrishnis, the people of the dynasty, there were the cowherd people who had come from Braja also, there was Devaki and Vasudev, there were yogis in the audience. All these different personalities who were looking at Krishna, they all saw him differently. When Krishna was coming towards the wrestlers saw Krishna. And what they saw him as being as powerful as a thunderbolt. Because they understood that this beautiful young boy, he's not an ordinary personality. He's the most powerful personality. They had already seen that he killed this great elephant, Kuvalayapit. So now they saw him directly through their own vision. Oh, he is like a thunderbolt. Then the men of Mathura, they saw Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme perfect person who has appeared within this material world. So he is Naravara. Naravara means the best amongst the human beings. So when they saw him, they could not understand his godly nature. But they saw him as the most perfect personality who is appearing in human society. Then the women of Mathura, when they saw, the Mathura Ramanis saw Krishna, they perceived with their eyes that Krishna was exactly the most attractive male personality, that he was as if Cupid personified himself had entered within the arena. As the cowherd men, all the gopas that had come with Krishna from Vrindavan, as they saw Krishna, they felt so much parental love and affection for Krishna, and they considered him to be their very own relative. So they became overwhelmed with the mood of Vatsalya seeing Krishna. When the very powerful kings, who were very sinful also, impious kings, who had been subdued by Kamsa, when they saw Krishna enter into the arena, they saw him as the personality who was appearing in this world that would chastise all of them and conquer all of them. When the parents of Krishna, Vasudeva and Devaki, who were standing there with their arms chained together, their hands chained together, and they saw Krishna, they immediately became overwhelmed with compassion. Tears flowed from their eyes, very warm tears, tears of Vatsalya Prem for Krishna. And now they began to feel karunya, compassion for their beloved son, Krishna. They were fearful also that Krishna and Balaram would meet with some harm. When Kamsa, who was sitting on this huge golden dais, saw Krishna there, what did he see? Oh, here was his own death personified, walking into the arena. Everything that he had been fearing throughout his whole last years since Krishna was born into this world, he was fearing that one day he will come and he will kill me. And now, as Krishna entered the arena and was wrestling with the wrestlers, oh, now Kamsa saw him as death personified. Then the unintelligent people, very ordinary people of the in the material world, when they saw Krishna, they could only perceive that, oh, here is the very universal form of this cosmic manifestation appearing here in a human form. And then when the yogis who were present in the arena looked at Krishna, they became completely shanta, very, very peaceful. They were meditating upon Krishna, just like the yogis meditate within their hearts on the eternal form of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And when they saw Krishna, oh, here he is himself, the Absolute Truth personified, walking into this arena. And finally, when the Vrishnis saw, when the relatives of the dynasty saw Krishna, then they thought, oh, here is our Paradevata. Here is the supreme, most worshipable personality coming into this arena. So in this way, Krishna, who is the embodiment of all rasa, was perceived differently by different personalities, and they experienced different tastes, different rasas when seeing Krishna. So Krishna is the absolute truth, and if someone has pure transcendental love for Krishna, only then can they actually perceive Krishna as he is. Therefore in Gita, Krishna himself says, Bhaktiyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvataha. Anyone who has pure devotion for me, pure bhakti, only they can know me through this in complete absolute truth.
Oh. Okay. Very good. There are 9 kinds of persons there. They were present. But they saw Krishna 12 rasas. Malla nam Ashini, wrestler. Oh, they saw Krishna like Vajra,
thunderbolt.
Oh, their rush was bhayanak.
Fear.
And general person, Narabara, they saw in Adbhut and Beer. Oh, very strong and adbhut. And the ladies of Mathura Desha like Cupid, more than Cupid, very beautiful. They are of Madhur Ras. And gopis with Nand Baba, so many sakhas of Krishna has come. Oh, they are sakha and also laughing also. Harsha Ras. And those who were wicked kings on the side of Kans, oh, they saw Dandadata Shasak, controller of all
universe.
So they saw Raudra Roop. And then Mata Pita, here not Vasudev Devaki, they were in jail at that time. So it had been told for Nanda Baba and other aged persons, for them, Shishu, Karuna and Vatsalya Ras, two here. And Kansa, he saw him like Mrityu Yam, that Krishna is my death. And it is Vibhatsa Ras, because Krishna will kill him. Vibhatsa? Achcha. And Agyani,
ignorant.
Those who, ignorant person, they saw, oh, Krishna is Virat. And their rush was Adbhut. And yogis who were present there, they saw as Paramatattva. And their rushes was Shant, Bhishmay, both. And then Vishni, Jadav, they saw them as Ishtadev. Here Ishtadev means Dasyaras. So, in nine kinds of persons, these 12 rishas, they saw their vision of angle of their vision, 12 rishas. Then, after that, drum was beaten. And then, Kansa was sitting on the throne, high throne.
Platform.
And when he heard that Kubalya Pidi is killed by, Krishna has killed him, like a boy playing. Oh, now he was, palpitation was going on.
BP going on. Called cardiologist.
And then, Krishna came there, then Charun told, this wrestler was from South India, very tall, very
strong,
like thunderbolt his body was, blackish. He told Krishna, Krishna, I want that we should play and wrestle. By this we can please Krishna, Kans Maharaj, and all persons. So you should come and wrestle with me. Krishna told, I have come, I want to wrestle, but not with you. You are so aged, so strong. I can wrestle with my
friends.
Same aged persons. Then Charun told, I have heard you have killed Putana, Bakasur, Agasur, just now killing a Kubalyapid. Always you are wrestling in forests when cow herding. And you are very strong, I know.
Very expert.
So you must come and we should show Maharaj comes. And forcibly he took in the arena, and Mustik took
Baldev Prabhu,
and then they began to wrestle. Sometimes
pushing, pulling,
sometimes pushing here, there. Sometimes
throwing
in air. Sometimes one
going down,
gone down, and they took and they began to. In the meantime, Charun thought, now I should kill this boy. So he gave a
blow
in the heart of Krishna. But Krishna took his act like elephant, if any flower is given to him. And then Krishna became also angry. And then he, with his blow, and then he took his both legs and began to whirl him. And at that time, he was lifeless. And then he threw in Arjuna. Baldev Prabhu also, in this way, killed
Mustik.
Then Tal. Koot, Sal and Tosal. They also came, and Krishna and Baldev, very easily, they killed them. At that time, when all other wrestlers run away from their arena, then Krishna began to take their friends, Sakha of Braja, Sidam, Subal, and they began to wrestle. Now Subal, Sidam were falling Krishna down. And all were happy. Krishna was also happy. Seeing this, stop the
beating
drum. Stop. You should take arrest Kansa.
Krishna.
No. His father, Nanda. Take him to jail. And this wicked boy, Krishna and Baldev, you should take in them and out of Mathura. One thing missing. When Charuna and Mustik were in arena and fighting, at that time, the Rajkumaris,
princesses
of Mathura Nagari, they began to lament and became very worried. And they began to tell, here
injustice
is going on. We should not be here. If we will be here, then we will have to enjoy the fruit of this. This, like mountain, wrestlers are going to wrestle with a very boy, Sukumar. Sukumar means?
Very soft.
Very soft boy, Krishna and Baldev. It is very unjust.
Injustice.
We are very unfortunate that we are seeing Krishna and Baldev fighting with these wrestlers, but gopis are how fortunate. Punyavat brajbhu jadayan linga gudha puran purusa banachitra malya gapalyan sabala kadayan shabenu bikiriyanchit grit ramachitang. Tirtha Maharaj. Marmonya ache? Bolto.
কংস আট ভাই আসবে কংক নগ্র সব আসবে
sannyasis in lotus feet of Srila Guru Pad Padma, all sannyasis and all Vaishnavas, mothers, sisters, please accept my dandavat pranams. So now, Gurudev spoke Janur Mustik, how Krishna wrestling with Janur Mustik, and also before Sri Padmanabha Maharaj spoke, how is Sri Krishna very brave, and how is beautiful hero, and there explaining 12 kind of dress, Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhu, Hasya, Adhut, Karun, Rodra, Bhyanak, Vivatsa, Veer. 5 main dress and secondary 7 dress. All ordinary Shastras there spoke 9 kind of dress in Bharatanatyam also, other places. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Vyasadeva wrote this verse, so they are explaining. So all total 12 plus. And Sri Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. He is supreme hero. 96 parts of hero's qualities. So they are Dhir Lalit, Dhir Santa, Dhir Udhata, or Dhiruddhan, main prominent 4 heroes. And they are Srila Rupa Goswami Pada also explaining these things. So Sri Krishna is Dhir Lalit Nayak. And he is Nishchinta Navataruna without the Parihasa Vishara. Praya Prayasi Vasa Syat Dhir Lalita Iti Udhir Jate. Nishchinta Navataruna, he is Nishchinta quiet. Never think how can kill Kamsa and how can kill demons. And always he is playing very beautiful form. And there not taking any weapons and not fighting so much and not any anything else, only touch it and catch it, but at once die. So all demons. Nishchinta Navataruna, he is not taking any weapons. Nishchinta, so Nandamara, not give him any order and not give him any responsibility to Sri Krishna. Because Sri Krishna is my child. He is a baby. So, not give him anything responsibility. So, always he is playing in Brajabhumi. So, Sri Krishna Nishchinta Navataruna. And always he has Kaishor age. Navakishore, not a war, Gopa Ves or Venuka. Always playing too. And Navakishore, Kaishor age.
Teenage boy.
So Sri Krishna, Nishchinta Navataruna, Vidagdha Parihasa Visarata. And very clever and always joking and laughing, smiling face. And always peaceful, very happy. And other way, prior Prayasi versus always controlled by Sri Radhika. And Radhika have so much great highest mood. And Prajagopi, their mood is highest mood. So in this way, Sri Krishna always playing with them. So here, Mathura Nagari. Mathura, in Mathura, there are so many ladies. When they had seen, that time they spoke these verses. Unnabata Braja Bhuva Jadaya.
Thank you.
Swami Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad explaining Punna Bhata Prajahuvo Jadayam Nilinga Dhyana. Trees, creepers, animals, and human life, gopas, gopi, everyone, they are very happy. Also Srila Raghunatha Goswami Pad spoke this way. So Jatkinche Trinagulma Kikata Mukham. Goshtaihi tat samastam sarvanandamayam mukunda daita lilanu kulam param jatkinche trinagulma kikata mukham. In Brajapati there are all insects, snakes, animals, birds, and there are lion, tiger, deer, so many animals and other. So human beings and everyone, Unnavata Brajabhubo Jat Ayam Nili. In Brajabhumi, so they are taking what? How much they are great book? Because before explaining so many things, they are trees, creepers. When Sri Krishna come in India, in Vrindavan, at that time, Pranata Bhara Vitapa, they are doing pranam to Sri Krishna, offering pranam. Falling on the ground and flowers, fruit, everything offering to Sri Krishna. They have eight kinds of mukh, satyag mukh, tears falling. And astru, kampa, pula, grumancha, vaivana, bepathu. So eight kinds mukh, they are offering uspanjali, flowers, everything given to Sri Krishna. After then, when Sri Krishna going to other place, one forest to second forest. At that time, so all trees, creepers there, they become very sad. So, like very udas, when Sri Krishna come in, then they are very happily mood and offering all respect to Sri Krishna. So, gopiyas tabak, Punnavata Prajabhubo Jadayam Nirlingar Guda Purana Purusa Palachitra Mandu. Animals, birds, they have pure mood, pure heart. Also, Prayena Munayo Deva Vihaga Bani Asmin. Munis, Rishis, Sadhul, they came in Prajabhumi Vrindavan and they became birds and bumblebees. They came into a Gunjar, they had seen Radha Krishna's sweetness, Leela. And they are staff reporter, they took news and sent outside. And Prayena Deva Munayo Pihaga Bane Asmin, Muni's race is great, sadhu, they become, Muni, yeah, they become birds. And they are singing, when they hear Sri Krishna's flute, at that time they stop their singing. And then, they are like meditator sitting in silent mood and hearing Sri Krishna's throat sound. And all the time they have absorbed mood. How much in the Punna Bhata Prajabhubo Jadayam Nilinga, where Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who came from Golok Vrindavan, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but now he took birth in Brajabhumi, he is sons of Yashoda Mata. And how much their love and affection, they are like ocean of love. So their Brajagopis, they have pure mood, pure love and affection. So Sri Krishna forgot all appellants and always playing in Brajagopis. After then, when he came in Vrindavan, that time, everywhere, so all forest, Madhavan, Talvan, Kumudvan, Bahulavan, Madhavan, Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, Lauhavan, Kamavan, Khelanvan, Khadirvan, Biharvan, all forest, everywhere he was. And up everywhere he played with cowherd way. So Punna Bhata Prajabhubo Jadayam Nilinga Gudha Purana Purusa Panachitra Manla. Gudha Purana Purusa. He is Purana Purushottam, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Vedas, all Shastras, all Puranas, everywhere spoke Sri Krishna's beautiful qualities, and his beautiful form. So nowadays, Sri Krishna appeared there. He is playing Narottisura, not a word. Nilinga Gura Purana Purusa Balachitra Malla decorating garlands and bearing cloths, pitambar, and Mata Yasoda put peacock feather on his head, and she gave one cloth like dupatta, and after that she decorated
Gopalan.
So in this way, Sri Krishna becomes not our base, and that time Sri Krishna always playing with his friends and grazing cow. When Sri Krishna and Balaram request to Nanda Baba, "Baba, please give me cow, so we are going to forest, we are grazing cow." Nanda Baba told, "No, no, not possible. So we have so many servants, so they are taking care. You, where will you go? You have no duty. This is not your duty, so you are brave, so you can stay here." Then they told, they request more, "Pitaji, my dear father, so we are going to forest, we are playing there. You can give cow." But Nanda Baba could not give. After then they request, "Please give me calves, so we are playing there." At that time, so Sri Krishna took calves and they played in Vrindavan. After then they took cows, so ga palayana sahavala kanayamsa venu. When he is going with cows, then Sri Krishna, Balaram, and all friends, all sakhas, then they are dancing, singing, playing. Sri Krishna also playing flute. Sri Krishna have beautiful home. This is called Rupa Madhuri. Guru Madhuri, beautiful quality. And he is playing flute. Venu Madhuri. And Leela Madhuri, sweetness Leela. Very beautiful Leela. In this way, Sri Krishna have 64 qualities. Srila Rupa Goswami was explaining this thing. So no other any incarnations, only one Sri Krishna. He had this quality. So in this way, when Sri Krishna playing flute that time, ga palayana sahavala kanayansa venum. Kanayansa venum, he is playing flute, then melting stones. So control and stop there. Sun and moon, everyone they stop there. Race. So all is stopping. Brahma Ratrim Upagata, thousands years and thousands yuga. So long time came in Ras festival night. So in this way, and when he played flute that time, so Jamuna blowing, but in Vrindavan stopped there. So stopping there, that time so water coming out. So Kamala Upahara, Jamuna Devi offering flowers, offering lotus to Sri Krishna, lotus feet. So in this way, ga palayana sahavala kanayamsa venum, vikrayanchati giritra ramar chitangri. When Sri Krishna came in the evening time, then Brahma, she, and any others, Giritra Ramar Chitangri Mahadevi and Parvati Devi. Everyone, they offer Pushpanjali, they pray to Sri Krishna. Also, in Jugal Gita.
Oh, very brief you should speak. There are so much things to speak. Not so much.
So they pray, Vikirayanchati Giritra Ramar Chitangri Gopyas Tapal Kimacharan Jadamusya Rupam Lavanna Sarama Samurdha Mananna Siddham Digami Hridi Pivanta Anusavavi Navam Durapam Ekanta Dhamo Jasasa Sriya Raisaras. All pain, all affluence, so there are shelter is only one secret. Gopyas Tapa Kimacharan, oh Braja Gopi, how much they did austerity. And what they did, pious activities, So Sri Krishna always testing their mood, their heart, their mood. So, and they attracted to Sri Krishna, Gopyas tapakimacharan jadamusya rupam lavanna saram asamordham asamordha. No same, no more than. So he beautiful and too much lavanna. So Sri Krishna is beautiful form and beautiful leela, all madhuris they taste. So they are very fortunate. Gapalayanakyan. Gopyastapa Gopimacharan Jadamusya Rupam Lavanna Saram Asamordha Ananda Siddham Drigavir Hidi Kritamalam Parirapa Sarva. So when they are feeling by eyes, when they are looking by eyes, that time they close in heart, embrace to Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Jadohani Bahanani Mathur Pralepa Prankhai Chanar Bhurudito Chanamar Janadur Brajagopi. They are living in their house. Always they are working, serving any kind. But they are milking cows, churning butter, and cooking, washing, cleaning, everything, all work. But all the time, they have only one mood. Only one mood, Gayanti Chaina Manurakta Dhyaya Srukantha Dhanna Braja Striyo Yurukrama Chita Jana. Gayanti, they are singing all the time, they are singing Sri Krishna's beautiful Leela, first time's Leela. Valla, Vaishu, Pauganda, and kinds all Leela, they are singing, and always they have ecstasy, mood, tears falling, stopping throat. That time they could not speak, but all the time they are singing. And they have pure mood, pure heart. How much of your mood? So, Mathura Nagar is they pray, never seen before. They are very, very most fortunate, Braja Gopi. Dhanna Braja Striyo Urukrama Chitta Jana. They are most fortunate Braja Gopi because they are living and their heart, in their heart, Sri Krishna always living in their heart. They are most fortunate. And other way, so Braja Gopi they are living in Sri Krishna's heart. Sri Krishna always meditating them and always they are living in Gopi, in Sri Krishna's heart. So they are most fortunate. So in this way, Mathura Nagari, they pray to Sri Krishna and they pray to Braja Gopi's fortune. So how much their great mood.
But
now, may I stop here?
So in this way, this princess of Mathura glorifying gopis, they are thinking, we are very unfortunate. We are seeing this Krishna, wrestling with these mountains. And they are very small. And Brajastri, Gopiyan, Gopigar, they are always in meeting in Vrindavan here and there, that he explained. How gopis are fortunate that jadohane vahanane mathano upalepa. Remembering always Krishna's sweet pastimes and doing their jobs. Jadohane, when they are milking cows, or they are helping others to milk cows, what they are doing? Chanting, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Oh, you know, Indians, ladies, they in their okhal,
grind
mortar, they
beating grains,
rice, yes. At that time, udukhale samprita tandulansya sanghantayanto musalai pramugdha gayanti gopya jananta nuraga Govinda namo dharma dhaveti Govinda namo dharma dhaveti Some gopis, in very early morning waking, Uthaya parara gopyo pararatri bhaga smitva jasoda suta balikeli gayanta uchyai swarena govinda damo dharma dhaveti govinda damo dharma dhaveti Any gopi, they are teaching their
parrot.
Oh, speak. Radhe, Radhe, Krishna, Krishna. So they are teaching them how teaching Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Anyone brooming, anyone what doing? They are washing their houses. Sons, they are making sleep of their boys. Not sleep. But what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Oh, they're telling, really? The mind of Krishna is chariot of gopis. What is the meaning? Krishna always on the chariot of gopi mind. Always gopis are thinking about Krishna. And in other ways, Krishna mind is the chariot of gopis. Krishna always remembering them. So how they are? Fortunate, very fortunate. Pratah brajata brajata avisat sasayam gobhi samam kanayato asya nishayam meve nirgamya turunam abhila patabhuri punya sasmitamukham sadayavalokam. When Krishna going to cowherd in the morning and when he in evening returning with his cows, playing on the foot, hearing this at once, all gopi used to come on their doors, on their balcony or roof, and with eyes, they worship Krishna, they took aarti, and Krishna smiling, receiving all this. How fortunate this gopi. And after that, saw that my wrestlers are now killed. Then it stop nagara.
No more beating drum.
And arrest Nanda Baba.
Put him in jail.
And take Krishna and Baldev out of our Mathura Nagari. Oh, Krishna, yes, very good. And like a lion, he jumped so high. On the munch of
throne. highest platform.
Platform of Kans, where was sitting in a golden throne with his sword and
shield.
Krishna at once jumped as a lion, and when he took the hands of Kansa, he was trembling, so his crown, and then he took his hair. Oh, you have, you at the time of marriage, you took the hair of my mother, now see, I am taking revenge, and took his, Kansa began to take his sword and still, and began to go here and there. Paitra bhajane laga, paitra chalne laga. At that time, Krishna gave no time at all. As a lion, he took his hairs and fell,
throw him
down, and with a whole weight of whole world, he jumped on the
chest of the
Kansa. At once, in a moment, he died. And then he took his two feet and began to drag him. Why? Oh, even he is alive or dead, he saw. And then brothers of King Kansa,
eight brothers. Kanko, Nagro,
they come running to kill Krishna and Baldev. But very easily Krishna and Baldev killed them. And then when Kansa was killed, his two wives, Asti and Nasti,
Prapti,
the daughter of Jarasandha, a very strong emperor, they came in the arena and began to weep loudly. O Prabhu, now Mathura Nagari and we have become like widows. You are very kind to us, but you are now killed. Your activities was that you are giving so much torturing to others. You are against cows, Brahmins and others. So these activities has killed you, not Krishna. And then began to weep louder. Then Krishna came and told his mother, you should not be worried. This is essential, this world. Who takes birth, oh, they must die. And now he's dead, you should not be so. And he tried to console. And after that, Krishna, with help of others, took his dead body and went to Dhruva Ghat. And he did antyeshti sanskar.
Funeral ceremony.
And took bath in Yamuna. And there Gatasham. Oh, he entered a hill there. And he rested there. And after he returned back. Next day, Ugrasen, with paraphernalia of Rajyabhishek, he came and wanted to give whole kingdom to Krishna. Krishna told, I cannot, because I have been cursed by
Jadu.
That in Jadu dynasty, anyone will not be killed.
Be king.
So, he took all the paraphernalia and he gave the kingdom to
Ugrasen
and told, we and Baldev are your servant. Whole demigods and kings of India, they will come with upahar,
gift
in your lotus feet. Don't fear, we are here. And thus he, after that, that day
passed.
In the evening, Nand Baba was waiting for them, very eagerly. After sunset, in the darkness, anyhow, he came alone, Baldev and Krishna. Why? They were fearing that if Vasudev, Devaki and Ugrasen and other will see, they will not allow to go to Nanda Baba. If I'm going to them, then Krishna, Nanda Baba will take with them to Vrindavan. So anyhow he came, and then Nanda Baba told, O Krishna Baldev, you have forgotten me? And all are telling that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. You have forgotten me and Braj. And began to weep. Then told that I'm returning to Braj with Krishna, but Baldev should be here. Because he is only one son of Vasudev Devaki. But Baldev told, I don't know my father Vasudev Devaki. I know you father and mother Yashoda and Rohini. I cannot be without Krishna. A moment. Then Krishna told to Baba, Nanda Baba, you should not worry. I should stay with Baldev here, pacifying Jadav and Ugrasen, Vasudev and Devaki, because his all sons are killed. After some days, we'll come. And then Nand Baba began to weep. Anyhow, Krishna gave him so much golden
ornaments,
so golden silk, sari and other things. Nand Baba was thinking, oh, if I will return without Krishna, then Mother Yashoda and Gopi will tell that you have sold Krishna by these ornaments and come alone. How you promised that I will come with Krishna and I will return back your son Krishna in your lap? Where is Krishna? He was thinking. Here are two things. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur telling that there were two
prakosta,
sections of Krishna Leela. In one, Krishna with Nand Baba and Yashoda returned back to Mathura because he has told that day after tomorrow I must return. So he returned back. But anyone could not saw. This was like uppercut Leela.
Unmanifest pastime.
And in next
section.
Oh, he returned alone with all the sakhas, without Krishna, weeping. He returned back. In the meantime, Devaki, Vasudev and other Jadu, they thought that he must be given a sanskar, that Krishna is son of Vasudev. So they called Gargacharya and told that you should give him Upanayan sanskar.
Sacred thread ceremony.
Then sacred ceremony was there. Krishna and Baldev was saved. very beautiful face, and red cloth was given, sandal, wooden sandal, and chhata,
umbrella
of tal patra.
Palm leaves.
He took, and as a brahmachari base. Gurudev told after giving upavait, go and take
alms
from your mother first, and then your father, and from other seven places you should take, and then return back and give that
to me.
To me. Then Krishna, looking everywhere, mother Devaki was there, and Krishna looking, where is my mother? He remembered that, oh, my mother Yashoda has told, when I will do your upavit sanskar, I will
fill
your bag with gold and
jewels,
pearls and everything. So where is my mother Yashoda? He could not see towards mother Devaki. Oh, mother, and
faint.
In this way, that anyhow, after some time, Krishna was awakened, and then he was sent to Gurukul, and he went there with Baldev Prabhu. Sudama Vipra also came there, and they were in 64 days. They learned all these things. Or they are supreme lords. They know everything, all arts, all kala. They know. But as a
human
being, pastimes, they were for 64 days. And in first defense, they learnt astrology here, there,
language, music,
and astra-shastra. All Vedas, Upanishad, Puran, everything they studied there. Then when the study was finished, then Krishna told, O Gurudev, as you like, you can have anything that you want to, from me. I will give you. Sandipani Muni knew that, oh, they are supreme lords. They told, he went to his wife and told what we should
ask for.
Then she told that my son has gone to Prabhas Kshetra and in ocean he has died. So we want that you should return back my son. Oh, Krishna and Baldev at once went to with chariot Prabhas Kshetra. And they told Ocean, oh, give our Guru Putra, otherwise we will
punish you.
Then he told that, I have not taken, there is a Shankhasur.
Panchajanya Shankhasur.
He has taken. Then, when he killed that Shankhasur, he saw that, Guru Putra is not there. And then they went to Jampuri. And he took the Panchajanya Shankha. And hearing this, Jam came. And he honored him. He
respected him and worshipped.
And then Krishna told that, or returned back. The son of my Guru Putra. Then here, that is why I brought this boy. They are here, he is here. And then he returned back. And Baldev Krishna from there returned back to Gurudev and he told that your son is here. He became very, very, very happy. After that, they returned to Mathura. Gaur Premanande. Because no time.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I want to say you. I'm inviting you all in Bejar class, 6 days class. And also, I'm inviting you in Brajmandal Parikrama in the month of October and November. Also, I'm inviting you all in March and April. On the festival of Gaur Janmotsav festival, on the birthday of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brajmandal Parikrama. So you should try to come.
Hey Krishna, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj ki Srila Gurudev.